Representative Scott Kawasaki doesn't like what just happened to the internet. In particular, he's opposed to the increased power telecommunications companies have over their customers.
As it stands, with repeal of net neutrality, it sounds like they're going to have the ultimate hammer on and be able to direct traffic. And that's simply not the way the internet was made great. And I think we can do better.
The Fairbanks Democrat is preparing a bill addressing those concerns for introduction during the next legislature, which starts in January. He hasn't worked out all the details, but he says it will attempt to reverse the Federal Communications Commission's recent decision on net neutrality.
You couldn't throttle down certain sites. Certain sites wouldn't be demoted, or certain sites wouldn't be enhanced. Basically, that every Alaskan would have the freedom to choose which site they'd like to go to without having it be essentially slowed down by the internet service provider.
Governor Bill Walker and Attorney General Jana Lindemuth support net neutrality. In a letter to the FCC, they say unrestricted broadband internet is a lifeline for rural Alaskans. They point to telemedicine, distance education, and other services that are provided online. The administration says it hasn't determined what to do next, but Washington State's has. Here's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee just before the FCC's vote.
We're here to say that we are not powerless today, and we will act to protect Washingtonians against violations of net neutrality.
Inslee says his state can use its purchasing power to favor compliant companies. It can make access to utility poles more difficult for others, and it could permit public utility districts to offer retail broadband to increase customer choice. Fairbanks lawmaker Kawasaki says his bill will include some of the same terms. He's also looking at similar legislation proposed in California. Alaska's two large internet service providers say they'll maintain net neutrality even if they don't have to.
We believe in a free and open internet.
Heather Handyside is a spokeswoman for GCI, Alaska's largest internet provider.
GCI has always believed that customers have the freedom to make their own choices on the internet. We do not impede or prevent or direct or in any way discriminate on the access that customers have.
GCI's largest competitor says the same thing. Hannah Blankenship is a spokeswoman for Alaska Communications, which some know as ACS.
We plan to continue offering unlimited internet just as we always have. We do not prioritize internet traffic today, and we don't plan to do so in the future.
Kawasaki worries that could change if new providers join the Alaska market, or if either company is bought out by someone with a different approach. But he understands there's limits on what Alaska's government can do.
It looks like state laws and state statutes probably won't hold up because the FCC and the federal government and Trump specifically said that states would not have any power or authority, even when it's within their own state.
The FCC decision's backers say it will increase competition, which could lead to better service and lower rates. Kawasaki doesn't expect either to happen in Alaska. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.